Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, March 5th, 2025.
Hello. Let me congratulate you, first off, both of you, actually. The Lottie is here for making it in.
No kidding.
Well, same to you.
You know what?
Did you stay over here last night?
No, I didn't hit a single thing on the way here. They hadn't started yet.
I left early because I heard it outside. And I shot a video just sitting in the parking lot out here just to show the madness going on. Oh. And even after watching it, I'm like, my God, it's rainy and windy and wet.
As our favorite Oklahoman would say, business is about to pick up.
Yeah, I use the term gully washer on my Instagram story.
It's a good one.
Real gully washer. I drove 40 the whole way here. I never put my caution lights on. Everybody else did. So I was like, well, I mean, like, you know, it means pitch black outside. Like, I guess you're doing it as a an alert to everybody. I didn't do mine. I had mine on. I just had them on brights, flashing everyone.
I didn't do that. I got the little weather to where you know it's coming, which obviously I knew it was coming because I saw the weather report. But
you
feel the wind.
2 hours of news every night.
2.5.
I have a dog that tells me it's coming, and she gets very scared.
Well, I'm talking about the weather, but, you know, like, I just felt the wind.
It's like, a she-it.
Zoo!
Not talking about the Canadian situational comedy.
Oh man, we're stuck in the middle.
Yeah, and it's weird one where, like, it's... I don't know where it came from. Like, I don't pay attention to outside of this area weather, unless it's, like, tragic, and then I do the hashtag and pray for them.
Oh, this sucker started in Louisiana and went all the way over. They start to track it that far out now.
Oh, all that evil done it. That it, Fat Tuesday and everything stirred it all up.
Then I was wondering if this is good.
How did we not do anything for you yesterday, by the way? I apologize.
I mentioned it a bunch, but just nobody cared.
Well, it's one of those... It's one of them things where, like, you hit, I don't know, maybe if you're alcoholic, you're different, but it's one of those things where it's like, you know, back in the, even the 30s, my 30s, not the 19s, but the 30s, I would, yeah, man, Fat Tuesday, where are we going? And now it's like, you know, yeah, c'est la vie.
I reminded myself of a buddy we used to party with way back in the day to where, you know, he would always ask the girl, can we see your boobs later? Like, cause she mentioned it once, and he kept reminding her. That's how I felt yesterday. I'm like, hey, it's Fat Tuesday. I'm Fat Bomb Radio's Fat Boy.
You should have just owned that.
It's like, really?
Just owned it.
You should have been flashed everywhere you went, just like because of your name.
That one time when I posted on the radio station's Facebook that it was my birthday, I felt like a total tool. But I was like, well, damn, the company ain't doing nothing. Nobody else is doing nothing. It was like a Saturday birthday, you know?
They fired the birthday lady who used to post it.
I know.
She was always nice.
Yes, she was.
Never forgot.
I know. Well, and they
see your boobs.
It's that weird corporate culture. Not that there's anything. I mean, it's done some good stuff too. I mean, I guess. But like, Yeah, they used to do monthly birthdays. You know, they'd gather everyone together and they'd say,
I once got a cake here. Yeah.
You had a whole party.
I did have
God, yeah,
party.
You really, the black party.
Oh, yes. Yeah, when I died. I remember that.
They had the whole party. But then I think something happened where people are like, you know what? We can't celebrate their birthday, but then tell them, but you can't ask them how old they are. Do you have any big plans for you? You can't ask them that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're in the corporate environment now to where you just, maybe that stuff's frowned upon.
Yeah, I really do. Because, like, the only time we ever have parties is when we get good ratings, which is quarterly. But nevertheless, you know, it's like, what about my birthday? Without my birthday, you wouldn't have the ratings.
I sent someone a message that...
My mom should be here as well. I mean, I was a C-section baby, 10 pounds, 2 ounces. She should be here as well.
Here to tell the story.
You all should kiss the scar.
Oh, goodness.
We'll do it. I sent someone a message who may work here. They may be pregnant. And then when I sent the message, I'm like, I don't know if I should have.
Wow. That's news to me. I did not realize we had any new Odyssey babies.
Do you know what the message said?
Odyssey babies.
I can only imagine.
Who's the dad?
It says, how you feeling? That's all it said.
How you feeling?
I feel like that's enough to...
That doesn't mean necessarily the pregnancy. Just like in general.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I hope they don't trigger
what
anything.
I do.
Did he or she respond?
What I do. Yeah, they responded.
Yeah.
Okay.
It must not have been work related.
There was a woman. I'll say that it was. They identified.
It was a woman. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to assume anything these days.
She said,
might have been one of them crazy pranks down the hall.
She said, doing great. Thanks. Smiley emoji. I'm like, okay. Hopefully, this is where you know.
She.
I feel like I didn't overstep, and then that's where it ends.
She's really cool. She wouldn't.
But you're a woman.
That's true.
That's true.
You probably knew she was pregnant maybe before she did. Maybe. You sense that, like you're like, oh wow.
Yeah.
Hey, if you need a pad, I got one. How'd you know? Girl.
Girl, I got you.
Girl, I know. I saw it in your face.
I carry it in my backpack.
What, I got it on my face? No, I see it in your face.
I have all those things that everybody ever wanted.
What do you see in my face? It. Like, you know, Aunt Flo. I don't have that kind of insurance. No, not that reference.
You really
in town, you know. She's visiting. The twins, Laura and Tabitha? No, not Laura Tabs.
Twins.
Do you have your period?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. You're not supposed to talk to me about that at work.
Yeah, that's...
I worked at a place one time that had them in the... And you're saying, well, how did you know that? That they were... They had sanitary napkins for women in the restrooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They were in the restrooms. It's well, like...
That's a normal thing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't, I mean, smart ass. I don't go into women's restrooms very often.
Although we don't have it here.
I wonder why.
I don't know if anybody works here.
Okay. I don't get too personal.
You know, I feel like some of that stuff's a setup to get you to mess up.
Or, like, during COVID, could I have used one of those and put it over my face? It's sanitary.
I have given a Tampax to a man who had a bloody nose.
Oh, look at her, name dropper.
Yes, I did.
We use Great Value in my house. So.
I could have said Kotex. I could have said any of them. But
use us strictly, Laura Lynn.
Laura Lynn.
To a man that needed it, and he was grateful.
When Aunt Flo is in, go see Laura Lynn.
I told him to put his head back and just hold his nose for a minute, and I helped him.
Wow.
CPR.
Okay. Oh, CPR. Okay. I thought you were talking about administering a... And that
like you got to put it up there for him.
I will help you.
Would one of those work if you had a crazy runny nose? Like
sure.
Just pop one in.
Yeah.
I'd strap a napkin to your face if you needed it.
I mean, it's got to be the same thing she's talking about, right?
Right. Or if you're at a restaurant and you're like, gosh, we're out of napkins. Go into the women's restroom. Get some of those sanitary ones. Unwrap them.
You may have a cord sticking out of your nose, but you're good.
Pull the cord and just lay it there by the fork.
Why would you not want to use the applicator?
Excuse me, garçon? I thought this was a straw. Now my entire Coke is in the straw. So who's doing Coke with a straw? No, not that kind of Coke.
Oh,
it's old Pierre Garçon.
Coca-Cola. Pierre Garçon, boy. Yeah, it's raining like hell. So be careful, especially if you got crap tires.
Yeah, if you work outside, like, don't go.
roofers, you're off today. Baptist ministers.
Now, they'll always tell you.
You can make phone calls instead of visits.
Well, but they're not doing it right. They get the secretary who's busy embezzling to make the calls.
You know, I thought about that literally. It was like, I don't know if it was the Lord talking to me or if it was the Mary in my ear and saying, you know what? If this was Sunday morning.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She would love this. If this was Sunday morning, I would not be getting up and going to church in this weather.
Oh, really?
She would stay
no.
home?
No. Me.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was gonna say.
She's got... Wow. Her church is on YouTube now, which is awesome. You know, they put the little QR code there on the screen where you can
Yeah, that's really nice.
She probably got it auto-drafted out of her...
No. She thinks that, you know, that doesn't make it top of mind for it just to be auto-drafted. You have to give with love and, you give... Like, you write that check, you see that number. It's not auto-drafted.
Well,
it's
sure the same. A lot of congregations now will be like, hang on now. I believe the good Lord said that one day.
Good Lord made auto-drafting.
He really did.
He did.
When he came back from the big rock, he said, we shall bank draft.
The big rock.
We will not take checks.
You know, the big rock.
You
know
that
the final
way, right?
Boss?
I guess it kind of was.
That's who Moses got the tablets from. Tablets? Who's got tablets?
Boy, Moses looks scary when they do the depiction of.
He was glowing when he came down.
Yeah, I just can't describe the animation. It's like aggressive animation to where.
Or he looks like he would be in the Marvel universe.
Yeah, he's got the angry eyebrows and the colors are kind of
Greek god.
Yeah.
Because he said he was glowing and that the other people were scared of him because he had, I guess, touched God or I forget the. Exact verbiage.
I mean, he did have powers, right? He parted the sea.
Yeah. Yeah. And but then when he came back down, this is your Bible minute. Then when he came back down, the people had already stopped worshiping the Lord and started. It's a weird thing. It goes up a mountain. I don't know. I forget how long he was up there. It wasn't the 40 days, 40 nights thing, but it was a while, you know, to get the Ten Commandments. And but by the time he came down the mountain, the people had already made big old calf or bull, I forget, in some kind of idol out of gold.
Out of gold?
Yeah. They smelted down all this gold and then had this casting for a calf ready to go. And they made it and they already said, oh, well, he ain't coming back. New God, let's go to the bull.
That's got to be the oldest mineral in the world.
Yeah, I think that's why we want... Alaska and Ukraine.
God, man.
The iron.
I did not know, if you think about it, you know, how long has gold been around? I didn't know it was in the Bible.
Yeah, that's what another Bible minute. So the three wise men. I'll give you $1 for each one. If you can tell me, not their names, but what they brought.
Gold was one.
Okay, that's $1.
I know frankincense was one.
Will you take a jug buck?
If it's a $3 bill. I don't know the third one.
Okay.
I don't even know what frankincense is.
We're on a game show right now. This is for the vacation for four, the car.
Is Steve Harvey hosting it?
No.
Dang it.
They only do cash on that show.
Okay.
For the final one, we'll pay off your house. Pretend you own a house. We'll pay off your house.
All right, we'll pretend Gene Rayburn's hosting too.
I can give him one hint, Gene. Okay.
All right.
This is also the name of one of the Impractical Jokers.
Myrrh!
It is Myrrh!
We
quit.
James S.
James S.
Wow. What the hell is Myrrh?
He's,
I feel.
It's a spice or something.
Okay. I was going to ask, are these three useful things that were brought that could be, you know?
Valuable. That's what the whole trade stuff was back then. Salt and spices and...
I mean, that's all Dune's about. It's freaking cinnamon.
Yeah. Like the Silk Road, literally. You know?
Not the Silk Road that, you know...
No.
Ross Ulbricht.
No.
The other one.
Not the one on the website.
God, we...
We lived through those days.
Is Myrrh like bergamot? Just kind of like an exotic scent?
Bergamot is... maybe I'm thinking the song by the Beach Boys. But nevertheless, bergamot smells of a musk, woodsy.
You're thinking
they say
of Green-
that for a lot of stuff, though.
You're thinking of Greenville's sister city in Italy.
Oh, yes.
Bergamo.
Bergamo. What was the sister city? Like, what do they have in common? Are they overrun with people, too?
Are there rednecks in Italy that we don't know about?
Are they ripping up all their roads and now fixing them all at the same time?
Yeah. Buongiorno, Paisan.
A lot of traffic. Hey, people can't merge.
I can't do an Italian. I mean, I would. Say something like, it's raining cats and dogs in Italian brogue.
Oh, God.
Italian
brogue. It's raining.
I wonder if I can look
dogs.
It up.
Hey, it's raining and cats and dogs.
I can look it up real quick and try it.
I think you can still culturally do impressions of Italians. Simply because we love pizza. We love the stuff.
I'm not turning pizza down.
It was made for peons. That's why they call it pizza. It was the leftovers.
Oh, this is real short.
What?
Do you want me to try it, or do you want to listen to it, and then we all try it?
I want you to try it.
Oh, you mean literally in Italian. Yeah. I'd love to hear what that sounds like. Make sure you're not saying bad words, though.
Oh, yeah. Be careful.
Let me see if I get close first, and then I'll play it.
Okay.
Piove a secate.
Nailed it.
Was that right?
Piove a secate.
Piove a secate.
Oh, close. Close enough.
Sound like he said John Scotta.
He's
he
sexy.
The great singer.
What about Ehi Idiota?
What's that mean?
Ehi Idiota.
Hey, dumbass.
Oh, cool. Hey, dumbass. God, one of my friends has it's not Siri and it's not the other one. I'm sorry if I just screwed up your thing. his GPS voice or whatever on his vehicle sounds like generic American woman. And that's not what it's called, but it sounds...
Not Lenny Kravitz?
No, it's not British. It's not computery sounding. It sounds just like a run-of-the-mill white woman is basically what I'm saying.
Okay.
It just sounds... It's that no particular part of the country woman voice. And it's like... I was like, man, if they called me and acted like they were from some kind of bureau or whatever, it'd sound real. I mean, it sounds real.
I'm going to try another one on you. You can guess what it is.
Oh, this is fun. We should get Inario to sponsor this.
He probably knows. Tua madre grasa. Ha! A capozole color. Uva passa.
Something about tell your mom thank you for last night.
Oh, you're close.
That's not it.
Your fat mother has raisin nipples.
Raisin?
Is that something you used to like sign in people's yearbooks? Like, wow. Right off the top of your head. Raisin nipples.
So random.
I know those nipples that you're talking about, though.
Oh, fat
There's
boy.
No areolar. It's just your nipple.
What about when it's like bigger than the breast itself?
Yeah. Like, it looks like, you know,
at this
they're
point,
wearing a yarmulke.
At this point, it can't be too big.
It's like they're wearing a coconut shell bikini.
You know what's weird looking is when the chick tans, but she doesn't have tan lines and the, you know, it's all the same color, the breast and the front.
Or where there's no
Why
like.
Is that weird?
It's just odd to see. Like you don't ever.
You ever run across a pair? And this is your boob minute. You ever run across a pair that there was no like, and I know I'm not using the medical term here, right? But the craters around the areola, it kind of like smooths through to the skin. Where that all is like one color. So there's like regular skin tone, then it's a little bit darker shade, but then there's a big nipple in the middle. Like we got to understand the difference between a nipple and an areola, or a reeler, as some people call them. Sometimes it's just smoothed out, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's innies. Sometimes there's outies.
I've never run across the innie before.
The innie.
Hello, big sausage nipples.
I ran across one that didn't have any.
Ciao, grandi capezzoli salsiccia.
Oh, yes. Bring two bottles, please.
Two.
Prosecco, s'il vous plaît.
You know they've got the things now
you better
to
buy it before the tariffs go in. Get your Prosecco.
You like, say you were, Afghani or whatever. Whatever they
I
speak.
I keep you warm in the winter.
Arabic, I forgot what they speak.
You do.
You would wear an earpiece, and I would wear an earpiece. And we would just talk to each other in our native language, and it would translate it in the ear.
Yeah. Like Volodymyr was doing.
You don't ever have to learn a language.
Well.
It's too hard. I tried Mandarin. Oh, way too hard.
Oh, really?
That's kind of
I like
cool.
a regular orange.
Just the sounds you have to make to get the. Yeah. You know, it's like really ni hao mong.
I've never been there. I heard the sushi's wonderful.
And it's like, they're going, it's not ni hao mong, it's ni hao mong.
I can see you transcribing documents in your part time.
Oh my God.
You don't necessarily need to, like, do the facial expression when you're talking, though.
You have to do this. Like O'Balin was doing last night.
Oh. Hey, watch it. Yeah, don't ruin it.
I get it.
There are a few joys in life, and that's one of them.
I mean, look, 2 days after, I get it. Other stuff going on.
Yeah. I had to watch a four-hour State of the Union address, including the pre-address fight.
No, then you get to see old dude get kicked out.
I didn't get to see that part.
Uh-oh.
I heard about it, though.
Oh, boy.
I get to see people sit down and not clap for family there that was honoring their dead father.
Like how Mike Johnson doesn't kick anybody out until he's prompted, which was Trump not saying anything else.
Dude.
Wow. You're going to kick him out already? I mean, God.
What if at that point, Trump says, I would now like to introduce our director of security for Trump press conferences. The great Steve Wilkos, everybody.
Oh, God, Steve.
Steve. Hey, wait a minute. I got a buddy with me. It's the black guy who wore the vest that would come out and scream at kids to make them stay in school. Remember that guy? Oh, I'm going to teach you a lesson today. It's kind of where the SNL bit came from.
The guy with the vest.
Yes, yeah. He would wear just a vest, big muscles, all carved up looking.
He was on Murray.
Also, you are not the father.
You right. are not. I like how you mixed it up, though. He'd say, you are not the father.
He would just hold it sometimes. You are. We'll be back right after this.
I'm like, come on, Murray.
And he would hold it the whole time.
What is you doing?
Feel free to call or text 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone lines. You can call or text the same number. And I was going to say, let us know where it's raining at in your area. But we got a map here we can see. Yeah. It's moving across the state, not going up 85 like they normally do. Do you play the go home music?
Oh, yeah.
We're ready to go.
All right. BDA battle today. Me versus Fat Boy. Go ahead and give me the crown now because this I got some bang zoomers.
I got a guy who alleges to be a lot wealthier than people think he is.
Uh-oh.
And he tries to use that card to his advantage.
Well, later, more on the great Dan Bilzerian.
Oh, wow. I know that guy. He ran out of money to pay all the women to show up at his parties.
He quit paying to be on podcasts, so I guess no one has him on
no
anymore.
No one likes him anymore.
Yeah. His teeth will light up a room, especially if the lights are off.
Oh, glow in the dark.
Yes. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Was the hot sauce too hot? Because the factory caught on fire. We'll find out what went down in North Carolina.
No.
Oh, wow.
No. The hell does a hot sauce factory catch fire?
I don't know. That sounds suspicious to me.
Getting hot in here.
Get nervous. Burp when I get nervous.
You do?
Yeah, might have been burping. Get erections.
North Carolina has suffered enough. So has South Carolina.
I hear it.
Yeah, but we've suffered more.
Let's give it.
As far as like right now.
Pass it on up to Virginia. Other than having to work in a mill, they got nothing else much going on there. There or a coal mine.
Take it somewhere else.
Working in a coal mine.
Working in a coal mine.
Morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Show. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. It's too damn hot in this place. It was so hot, a hot sauce factory literally caught fire.
There's only one I could think of. And I'm only reminded because of the lawsuits.
In North Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. I thought all
first time I've ever heard of that.
I thought all the big brands were based out of Texas.
Well, see, that's why I was thinking it was Texas Pete.
Shout out to Pete.
Yeah, it is.
Do you remember the lawsuit?
It's Texas Pete?
Yeah, because it wasn't from Texas.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Why the guy was suing.
Ah.
Yeah, remember I don't that? Know what happened.
Oh, put me on the litigation.
Class action.
Are
Rob.
Are you kidding?
I mean, the hell with Monsanto, Rob. We got to get on the hot sauce lawsuit.
Goodbye, Lejeune Water. Hello, Texas Pete.
Well, this is what went down. A fire broke out at the T.W. Garner Food Company in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, of course. And it was early yesterday morning, around 2 a.m. And that's the company that makes Texas Pete hot sauce, but it's made in North Carolina, as Fat Boy well said.
North Carolina Pete.
That's what I mean. Come on.
Not Texas Pete. It is North Carolina Pete sauce. So the sauce itself probably did not ignite the actual fire, but technically we don't know exactly. So investigators say it started in the trash and it spread to a small gas line that was attached to the building. The firefighters got it under control. God. And no injuries were reported, but it looked like a really good fire at Texas Pete's.
Yeah, it got pretty inflamed. Of course, we didn't know that the Boiling Springs fire was the old high school until somebody texted in. They didn't really put that on the news either.
No, they made it look like Target was on fire.
I was like,
really
on
get everybody crazy, pissed off, scared.
Oh, no.
You just got that Target.
We just got the Target.
Oh, man.
Is Whataburger okay?
Oh, great. Good gracious.
I know. There's like, God, man.
For some reason around here, Boiling Springs is the test market, like Columbus, Ohio is for the United States.
Yeah.
Everything's got to go there first.
Yeah. You got to do it. But Easley, though, y'all got to, right? Or Clemson.
They have,
who has
they
got
have
a Whataburger?
Easley's getting a Whataburger. It's not open
one.
Yet.
Do you have a Target?
Nope, no Target.
Oh.
That was the rumor for years, though, Target and Red Lobster.
Yeah. Oh, no Red Lobster.
No, that never happened. They thought the old Ryan's was going to be like an Olive Garden, but somehow it had to become a landscaper supply.
Where would Nate and Steamer have their luncheons? If there's no...
You didn't see me! Woo!
You didn't see me! He's doing four fingers across his face.
old Rick. He's probably eating a, you know, Admiral's platter or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
Telling seafood you didn't platter? See him.
He probably bought flounder plates at the Tadpole just by signing autographs.
Yes, sounds good.
He loves the cheese biscuits. You know Steamer loves the cheese biscuits. But you didn't see him eat those.
Nope. Jim Ross even said, there's no way.
I know, but come on, JR. You don't have to protect the business to us. I'm telling you, you didn't see him.
It's the kayfabe effect. You didn't see it.
The only thing you saw at Red Lobster was probably your fork.
It's like the Crockett brothers are going to come in dressed in all black, and they're going to put that beam in front of my face. Forget all of it. You didn't see nothing. Not Davy Crockett. The Crockett brothers of cup fame.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Jim?
Jackie. Others.
Sonny.
David.
Well,
there was a David Crockett, but not Davy.
There was a David? No, I thought there was a David.
Well, he was the king of the Wild Frontier. Yep. These guys were the king of Carolina wrestling.
Both wore coonskin hats, though.
Yeah. You have to.
Well, let's talk about Dolly Parton. She's receiving an outpouring of love after the passing of her beloved husband, Carl Dean.
Carl?
He passed away on Monday, and condolences have been pouring out ever since. And Tanya Tucker says, I remember meeting Carl when I was 15 or 16. I know Dolly's hurting.
That y'all do not crucify Paige on the text because she said Tanya. It's Tanya.
Yeah. She started young.
People freak out about that.
Sorry.
Y'all don't mess with her.
What was her first song? 17 years old? Tanya Tucker?
I don't know. She had one of those like early lives the way... who was the chick that was doing porn at like 16 but lied?
Tracy Lords.
Yeah, yeah. That's who she reminds me of. Like, she's been in it so long.
She lied about her age when she did Some Like Him Hot.
I thought that was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it was.
You feel dumb now, don't you?
Nah, I think it was. I got it close. It's one of those. Maybe it was young. You know what? I'll look. I forgot I got the internet right here.
Well, Tanya. Yeah. Sorry, I said Tanya.
I just don't want people to mess with me about that.
That's okay.
She did always so used to say Conway Twitay.
Twitay. Like madam. Madame.
Twitay.
Madame Twitay.
Yeah, so, you know, I think anytime you lose somebody and you're that close to your husband, it's very hard. And I always thought when I lost, because you die of a broken heart, that it hurts that bad when you lose somebody.
Yeah, I've heard that. I hope it don't happen to her.
No. Hopefully it won't happen to her, but I know the feeling.
What gets me hot, that's what it was.
Oh.
Good Lord.
Lied about it. I mean, look, she looked older. I've been told. You don't want that to happen to Dolly. I saw a more recent picture of Carl that they posted over the past couple days. They were putting him up somehow, like the Google.
Yeah, he's like in a plaid shirt.
Yeah, the Google image search is like, you populate more when somebody passes away.
Wow. Maybe that's why people used to fake their deaths. Remember the early days of Twitter? Oh, my God. Weezy's dead. You know, Lil Wayne, not Isabel Sanford. She's dead already. Weezy!
Weezy! You dead?
It's like, Lil Wayne's dead. And they get to sit there and watch people cry out on Twitter like, oh, my God, gone too soon. And then it's like, ah, oh man, who started that rumor?
He's going to the hot block in the sky. I don't know where he was, you know, where he stay at. Sevierville still or?
You know, I don't know what her actual home base, like real home base is.
She doesn't live in Dollywood?
No. She's got like a little chapel.
What's the Dollywood story? She's got like a place there, right? Like on site.
That's what I always heard, but.
Probably when she wanted her privacy.
It's like somewhere. Club 33 at Disney.
Welcome to Dolly's house.
You don't know where it's at, but it's somewhere here on Disney. It's and only exclusive. The rich, exclusive people know where it's at.
It's very cool.
You got to knock a certain amount of times. Duh. 13. We know this.
You need
this.
The secret code to get in. Boo-boo.
Yes. Like the Dalmatians or whatever it was. The 13 Dalmatians? Or is it dwarves? I don't know.
101.
Seven dwarves.
101 dwarves.
How many reindeer were there?
Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. It's always with the numbers, these people. They start off with numbers of things to remember, and then some banking things. Numbers. The universal language. Because that's money-based. Crazy.
You know what's funny? Tracy Lords comes up. She does these cons now when they go around. It's just an odd fit.
So if you have some of her early work and you wanted to sign it, do you have child pornography?
Kind of weird.
Could you sign a Sister Dearest for me,
yikes.
Please?
Yikes. Wow. All right. Paige, thank you. Yeah, oh, man. I got a Tracy Lords rookie. All right, put cuffs on it.
Let me borrow it for a couple minutes.
Fat boy, what is up in sports?
John Gruden is back somewhat. We'll tell you what that means.
to get some loose fitting pants.
No, but you know, Gruden's—he's doing the Barstool thing now, and he gets a lot of swag from all these teams. He's really fun, but people are saying, "Look, that's going to wear off. He's got to get back to coaching."
Yeah, it will wear off because there's several. One I just popped into my head where it was like he got into that for a while, and then suddenly no one remembered about Bill Romanowski.
Oh God, he was into the protein. So remember, he would—that's when we'd interview him. Yeah,
he'd come on to promote his protein, whatever, and send us autographed footballs.
God, he would talk about who he didn't like, who he hit, who he hated.
Yeah, he was great.
He really was.
Yeah, he was good. But then, like, that kind of wore away. Like, do you see Greg Olsen having long-term success on that side of the camera? Or behind, whatever I'm saying.
Yeah.
As an analyst.
I think he can. Mark Sanchez is the best one they got, but I think Olsen could. Probably not at Fox. I mean, I think he's made that clear. Like, they ain't going to have him.
Yeah. All right. We will get into that and a whole bunch more next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Morning show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. On this day in sports history, way back in 1964, which was, 61 years ago? Is that right?
You're right, you are.
Atlanta Mayor Ivan Allen Jr. announced a new baseball team is moving to the city. And 2 years later.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You get the Altana Barbs.
Lolina.
From Milwaukee.
Yep.
Don't know why they left Milwaukee. Can't remember.
Don't either.
Don't remember if Warren Spahn was on his way out at that point.
Yeah. Eddie Matthews was shortly thereafter. He still had Henry Aaron for about 12 more years.
Yeah, that worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Hank. Well,
I don't know, though. Like, looking at the... See, tell me about your thoughts on this, because maybe I'm just, like, brainwashed by schools and movies and stuff. But do you think that because of what he was facing, Henry Aaron, you know, because he was getting death threats, like, do not break this record, we will kill you and your family, you know, all this stuff. Oh, yeah, it was really bad. But it was racially based. So I wonder, had the Braves stayed in Milwaukee, would that have been the same? It would have been... That was still going on, but was it much, much harder to do that in Atlanta?
I don't know, man, because I watched the there's a Celtics documentary on Max.
Yeah.
It's called Celtic City. And I watched episode one. And they're talking about the history of it, you know, how the players that were – I didn't know that they weren't served when they played their exhibition game in Kentucky. That Bill Russell and these guys weren't served in the restaurant, and they flew back home and didn't play the game. Now, Cousy and the other guys played it. But, wow. You know, Russell left.
I never knew that.
And they were still dealing with that the whole way.
Wow.
It's a really great.
But please sign an autograph for us, but you can't eat here.
Yeah, really.
Unbelievable.
I thought it was bad everywhere, maybe.
Yeah, I often wondered that. But was with Jackie, did he start off in Brooklyn and then move with them to Los Angeles? Or was he, because he was from UCLA. And I just didn't know if that played into that or not. Because that probably was a lot easier.
I can't remember the move. Like, if he was in on the move, or was he on the way out at that point?
I'm going to look that up. I'm curious.
Well, I tell you, Gruden's back. He's got a media presence with, you know, Barstool doing this whole thing there. But he was in the Tampa Ring of Honor. I mean, he won him a Super Bowl. We won a Super Bowl, man. I'm in the Ring of Honor. Well, when those emails surfaced, they took him out of it. You know, when he called, was it DeMore Smith? He called somebody Rubber Lips.
Whoa.
People were saying, that's racist. Mike Tirico said, I worked with a guy for years and never heard him say anything racist. So they kind of.
Not very nice.
And the emails kind of went away. Gruden said, you know, that was a term he used for anybody who, you know, spoke out of both sides of their mouth, had loose lips.
Wow. They sink ships.
They just put him back in the Ring of Honor. He's back, baby. He's reinstated, which is so stupid to even.
Did Trump do that?
No, it wasn't an
executive order?
That's it.
Great movie, too.
It wasn't one of those.
By the way, Jackie only played for Brooklyn, dude. I did not realize that. I thought that they moved.
I knew it was just the Dodgers, but I didn't know if he made the move or not. Ben Scully obviously did.
God, so did he and Koufax play on the same team?
It had to have, right?
Wow. God, what a team.
Koufax had a longer career than people think.
What, six?
And he's still alive, too.
He played six seasons. Yeah, he's still alive. But, dude, I met him in 97, and I forget how old he was. I mean, he was older then. And the way, I mean, that son of a gun, like, he aged well.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best thing to say about that. So, yeah. Wow. I did not know that. He is 89 now.
I wonder how much crap he called for, you know, being Jewish, like out there and Jewish.
I mean, a lot of people often wondered, is that why he was he was in and out real fast, you know?
Yeah.
But same thing with Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson went in, freaking obliterated a bunch of records, and then just retired.
And then Billy Martin liberated, you know, what did you
obliterated him.
People's faces in public bathrooms.
Authoritative.
With his fist. Billy Martin's a wild character.
God, Sandy Koufax's mom's maiden name was Braun. Wow. That's.
Oh, like Ryan Braun. He's been the only Braun since then in baseball.
Or Ava.
Yeah, or the toothpaste makers.
Warner Von Braun.
Or toothbrush makers.
Maker of NASA. NASCAR. NASA.
I'm out of here. I think I'm having a bunch of little strokes.
Are those the same people, NASCAR and NASA?
It might be.
Oh, my God. Oh,
can we sponsor the rocket? Like, we like to think the Prevagen number 3 rocket.
You know, why they're not doing that already is insane. Like, if we're going to send up a rocket ship, like a NASA one, like... Load that sucker up with sponsors, logos.
Put Jug on it. Well, I think the Harrison's Workwear number 51 rocket going straight to the moon.
That's right.
Faster than Xfinity Mobile.
Man, yeah, I mean, they had a space race in the 60s. Let's do it for just fun and betting now. All right. Fat Boy, thank you. That was highly entertaining.
Informative.
And fun.
Thank you.
A bunch of little mini strokes, too.
Thank you for your service.
Little mini strokes. Okay. I am the bearer of some audio. And I'm not talking about best damn audio. That's coming up in like an hour.
Oh, you got extra.
Huh.
Extra audio. Okay.
But this is something that I just have to ask the two of you and also the hundreds.
And hundreds.
And hundreds of thousands, I hope. Of you listening right now, if you got some good audio that would be very, very entertaining to people listening, but one person won't like it.
Just one.
And I'm not going to name that guy's name. Oh, I said it was a man. I'm not going to say that man's name, but should I ask for permission or forgiveness?
Oh, okay. I'm glad you finished that because I was going to say HJ.
No, that would be C. Or actually, that should be D.
That's the other option.
So, if you've got something that, just put it in any kind of analogy to work. Let's say you got a funny joke you'd like to say at lunch today, at break time. And one person there ain't going to like it, but everyone else in the room is going to love it.
Oh, that's tough.
Or let's not say love it, but smirk and chuckle a little bit.
They can't act like they like it too much, right? Because that don't look good either.
What would you do? For permission or
forgiveness.
God, I don't even know what it is.
I don't know either yet. I mean, I know what that audio is, but that should be a segment like forgiveness or permission.
I feel like it's going to be a dirty joke or like
it's not
filthy song.
I will say that the person that's going to be highly PO'd by this, and I'm using, we don't want kids to know how to say it or spell it, PO'd, is not in this room right now. So it won't mess with our rhythm of the morning.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. Matter of fact, here's another hint. That guy's not even in town.
You're being naughty.
I think I'm going to ask for forgiveness. I don't know. I need a minute. Can I get a minute?
You can get a minute.
Can I get a minute?
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.